Welcome, everybody. Shir number 796, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So an interesting question. Every so often we go back a little bit to various different inyanim that we discussed in the past. A question comes up, shaila comes up. Sometimes it's discussed with certain poskim and so on. So we try and make a shir relaying the information. So an interesting question came up, which we spoke about a little, in reference to washing for bread, netilas yadayim. The question is like this. There's obviously we've been through all the various different steps of when one washes for bread, washing the two hands, right? Hagbolas yadayim, just as always important to review, picking up the hands, right? Making the bracha, doing the shifshuf, making sure that the entire hand is wet, the tips of the fingers and everything, doing the shifshuf, which means rubbing the hands. Not in that exact order, but be it as it may. So basically, it's washing the hands right, two times left, doing the shifshuf, picking up one's hands, then making the bracha while holding the hands up as though they're accepting a gift or something, you know, accepting something, making the bracha, then drying the hands, making sure the hands are dry, and so on. And then they move on to the hamoitzi. Now, the question is if somebody spoke out, right? Of course, we're not supposed to speak out. We've discussed in the past, once you start washing your hands, the first hand, one is not supposed to speak out. Now, there's various different opinions along the way in certain instances, but the general rule is, from the minute you start washing the first hand, you don't talk out, nothing at all. Again, unless we've spoken about if it's tzarech for the suda and somebody has to talk out, let's say they need salt or whatever, something like that. Okay, but when we say talk out, we're talking about stam. They say even one word, and it's not in conjunction with anything that pertains to the suda or the washing or something along those lines. And so on. Okay, so now the question is, let's say they did talk out. They said something that has nothing to do with the meal, nothing to do with the washing, nothing to do with the towel or the drying or anything else. And they said a word or two. So we've spoken about in the past, in general, the beginning of the washing process, meaning after you wash your hands, before you made the bracha, and so on, before you made the bracha. So the question is, what do you do now? I spoke out by mistake and I made a hefsek. That's the bottom line. So we said one should, and they did not, person did not make the bracha yet. I washed my two hands, fine. Now I did not make the bracha. I spoke out, I made a mistake, what should I do? But what do I do? Could I make the bracha? So we said in general, the poskim say, Rav Hirschfeld mentioned, or specific Piskei Tshuvas mentions, others, that one should be metame the hands, make the hands touch their shoes, touch a covered part of your body, touch your shoes, something along those lines. Be metame hands, make your hand unclean, right? Spiritually unclean, obviously. And then to go back and rewash again. Then you rewash again. And then you can make the bracha, right? In other words, I wash my hands the right way. I spoke out, so I messed up. It's a machlokes, but the bottom line is, I spoke out, I messed up. So what you have to do, like we just mentioned, b'shem the various different poskim, you touch your shoes, covered parts of your body, metame your hands, and go and rewash again the right way, and then you go ahead and make the bracha. And we said the reason was, at that time, again, we're just trying to review, because this is a very important thing, this comes up all the time, people wash every day, right? So obviously you have to do this the right way. So that's what we mentioned at that time. Now, but the question comes up like this. So that we know, you know, before you made the bracha, that's what one has to do. And there's no major issue, even if there is a machlokes, there's no major issue. So just rewash your hands, right? Touch your shoes, touch your covered parts of your body, scratch your head or whatever it might be. You don't have to do everything, just one of those, you know, things. We're just giving some examples. It could be anything. It could be, you know, pull up your socks and touch your feet. Whatever the case is, it doesn't make a difference what the case is. But there's many different actions that a person could do to be metame the hand, make the hands spiritually unclean. But now the question is that they made already the bracha. Good, I did everything fine. I did not talk out. I washed. And one other thing I just wanted to review again. We spoke about if it's in between, after the first hand, before the second hand, most poskim also say one has to be extremely careful not to talk out. The same thing basically applies. Okay, now be it as it may, I finished the whole procedure. I made the bracha. Everything went wonderful. I did it kahalacha the right way. Now I'm sitting, let's say on Shabbos, for example, right? So the Shabbos Suda. So there's 10 people. I washed this number 2 or 3, and I'm waiting for another 5, 6 people to wash. I'm sitting at the table. We spoke about last time bringing the dips to the table. If it's a quick thing, just bringing dips. As long as you're not mesiach das from your hands, you're paying attention that your hands stay clean. Let's put it like that. But now the question is, as I'm waiting, all of a sudden my friend comes in and I forgot, you know, I lost myself for a second. I'm still, you know, paying attention to my hands, but I lost myself for a second and I said something. I said, oh, Yankee, you know, what? I'm just giving an example. I said a word which does not pertain to the meal. If it pertains to the meal, okay, so we said that's all part of Sarche Suda. That is okay. L'chadchila, we don't do it. Initially, you know, preferably you don't talk out at all, even things that pertain to the Suda. But the Evid, post facto, if you did, it's good. You're good to go. You don't have to rewash again. You don't have to make a brach again. But now the question is, I'm sitting there and everybody's washing. It takes a minute or two, you know, a couple of minutes. And my friend comes in and I forgot that. She said, oh, Yanki, Shloimi, whatever. So well, I made a hefsik. I spoke out. So what do I do now? But I already washed. I already made the brach. I already dried my hands. I already did everything beautiful. Now, but now I'm waiting for the balabas to make the hamoitzi. Everybody's washing. I'm waiting. I'm sitting and waiting at the table the way I should be. But I spoke out. What do I do now? Should I remake the bracha? Should I rewash my hands? What should I do? So, to make a long story short, it is a major machlokes, whatever, between the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Moshe, Chazon Ish, and others, and one should be extremely careful. First of all, you have to be extremely careful to watch yourself and not to talk out. But if it happened, a person slipped, what are you going to do? So the problem is, to say over the bracha is problematic because of the fact that at that point between the washing procedure, once somebody finished the full washing procedure, and between that and making the hamoitzi, it's a major machlekes. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechasadik Vachis, Rav Moshe held it's a bracha levatala. You have to go rewash, make over the bracha, and start from square one. You messed up. According to the Mishnah Berurah, no, you don't even have to rewash. According to the Chazon Ish, you do have to rewash. So it's a major, major machlokes. So to say that one should remake the bracha, no, that we don't say because it's suffik brachas lahakal. Now, I spoke with Reb Shmuel first, Shlita in Chicago, and he told me specifically on the phone that he tells people also, if that's, you're at that point, you already did the full washing procedure, everything, it's a done deal, you're just waiting right for the mitzvah, and the person spoke out by mistake, of course it's all by mistake, so then to go ahead and remake the bracha again, that we don't do, because the mitzvah, it's a suffik bracha slahakal, it's a major machlokes, and you're getting yourself into, you know, suffik bracha. Whenever we have a question of making over a bracha, and it's a major machlokes, we don't remake it. But what one could do is very similar, they could rewash their hands, they could touch their shoes, or whatever the case is, they could do. That's not a big deal, right? To be metami hands, touch your shoes, touch covered parts of your body, scratch your head or whatever. Go ahead and rewash your hands. Just don't remake the bracha. Like this, at least you know, at least that much you covered lefi Ramosh and lefi the Chazon Ish, which Taka say that you have to rewash again. So at least that much to rewash again, but do it in a way, be metami your hands. The bracha you can't make because there are major poskim like the Mishnah Berurah who says that you don't make over the bracha and you don't even rewash your hands, but what one should do is definitely rewash their hands because the Maisa Ramosh, Chazon Ish, and others did say, that the whole thing is no good, you know, from square one, and you have to even remake the bracha again, according to Rav Moshe. So definitely at that point, again, let's just review, make sure we have it clear. Right now we're talking about, our share is plain and simple, between I finish my entire washing process, I'm done, bracha, dried hands, I'm just sitting and waiting. By mistake, I spoke out. I lost myself, I spoke out. So what should one do? Not to go ahead, be metami your hands, touch your shoes, touch your covered parts of your body, scratch your head or whatever, rewash, but do not remake the bracha because you already made the bracha and it's suffik brachas lahakal. It's coming into a question, do I make a bracha, do I not? So we say, of course, don't make over bracha, but definitely to, you know, touch parts, cover parts of your body, shoes or whatever, and rewash the right way. Like this, you're in the clear at least that much at that point. And all the other times, like we said, if it's before the bracha also, the same thing. Touch your shoes, touch, cover parts of your body. Then you could make the bracha because you never made it the first time, right? So then you're good to go. Thank you for listening on Shalach and Bracha, Kol Tov.